This is Fresh Air. In New York, around 1920, three pianists reigned: Willie the Lion Smith, Fats Waller, and James P. Johnson. Johnson was considered the greatest of the three. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Johnson was a formidable piano soloist, supportive accompanist, and writer of hit songs. A new box set shows off James P. Johnson's technique, drive, and versatility. Here's Kevin's review.
Blake, no slouch himself, once called James P. Johnson the greatest piano player I ever heard. Johnson mentored Fats Waller, and Duke Ellington and Art Tatum studied his style. Johnson was Bessie Smith's best accompanist and among the few who could nudge George Gershwin off the piano bench at a party. The stride piano style Johnson epitomized grew out of ragtime, but his rhythms were a lot more twisted. When jazz started cropping up around the country in the 1910s, there were regional variations. Unlike New Orleans, New York was a music publishing, theater, and recording capital. That was James P. Johnson's world, one where pianists prided themselves on their correct technique and versatility as well as improvising skills. He rarely led his own outfits, but in the 20s he was often in recording studios with jazz bands, novelty groups, a couple of blues guitarists, and many singers now forgotten, but also Ethel Waters and Bessie Smith. Here's Smith on Johnson's melody, Lock and Key.
I can see that you and me will have a terrible falling out. No one at the barber's ball will know what it's all about. They'll hear a shot and see you duck, and when the smoke is cleared away, then the band will crawl from behind the stand, and then you'll hear me say, when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. When you get home, you'll...
Bessie sounds like she's strutting the stage on that introductory verse. James P. Johnson was a working songwriter. He wrote the dance hit Charleston for the Broadway show Runnin' Wild. Johnson had learned early that playing piano for shows was a good way to get his tunes in and get them heard and published. Mosaic Records' 6-CD box, Classic James P. Johnson Sessions, 1921 to 1943, includes a couple of dozen piano solos and a bunch of hot small groups. But it also opens a window on old New York show business with a bunch of songs aimed for the stage. This 1927 dance craze wannabe is by Johnson and Perry Bradford, who sings it. Check out that insane part for Ellington trumpeter Lewis Metcalf.
Skiddly, 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 scow. Skiddly, 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 scow. Hands on your hips, go way down. Come right up and mess around. Then you're gonna shoot a start. Load that gun and gaze it mark. Clap your hands, then you'll break a leg. Oh, boy. Do that strutting step. The 7 years each with pep, cause black bottom was a wild, but it ain't like skiddly scow, or skiddly scow.
So they weren't all hits, but theater music was much on James P. Johnson's mind. Pianists still use his tricky tune, You've Got to Be Modernistic, as a test piece, but even that finger buster was conceived as a show tune.
Realistic, just to keep it up realistic, 'cause it's the one and the only real. alone. If you want to be modernistic, why, you got to be optimistic. Then you sure to be characteristic, modernistic, that's all.
At the piano on theater songs, Johnson supports the singers and the material. He's a team player. James P. wasn't the natural entertainer his protege Fats Waller was, and he struggled when the Great Depression hammered the music business. But in the late 1930s, Johnson got a fresh start as pianist on traditional jazz dates. He still had the old up-tempo drive, but his concept was more modernistic. He let in more space on slow tunes and let dissonances hang in the air, pointing the way for Thelonious Monk, another fan. Here's Johnson with trumpeter Frankie Newton in 1939. James P. Johnson composed concert works, too, like his Blue Rhapsody, Yamacraw. You can find a short film version online. His classical pieces are about the only aspect of James P. Johnson's work that Mosaic's new survey doesn't touch on. The box is a crash course in his music, with excellent notes by Johnson's scholar and biographer Scott Brown. Classic James P. Johnson Sessions paints a portrait of a working virtuoso in all his artistic and commercial glory.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the box set Classic James P. Johnson Sessions 1921 to 1943 on the Mosaic label.